is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. Your neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join a revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
January 21st, 2024. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive. And please be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. So get a Patreon account today, right, on freedomslips.org. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. All the hosts do not get paid, and we've really been working hard to bring you the truth and the news you can use so you can have a better life for you and your family. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, Master Survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, the White Hats have been working around the clock, bringing in the traitors, charged with treason, accessory to mass murder, conspiracy to influence an election outcome, aiding and abetting the enemy, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. The list is so long. Talk show host Oprah Winfrey has been an inmate in Guantanamo Bay since December 3rd, or maybe it's the 4th, but anyway, first week of December, and I'm now able to reveal more about that situation. I was told to hold off for a while, but according to the arrest brief, U.S. Navy JAG investigators on December 3rd apprehended the obese creature while she was in Los Angeles to visit a friend, television personality Gail King, a broadcast journalist for CBS News. Investigators intercepted a limousine holding Winfrey and her chauffeur near the Getty and American and European Art Museum off Interstate 405 in Northwest Los Angeles and forcibly removed them from the vehicle. The chauffeur had locked the doors and sealed the windows. Winfrey was on her cell phone screaming frantically in the mic, "Help me, help me, please help me. You said this would never happen." The investigators shattered the windows, then unlocked the doors and dragged the plump woman and her driver from the limo. When the chauffeur reached inside his pocket for what investigators assumed was a gun, one investigator discharged his weapon twice, striking the chauffeur in the neck and the head and killing him instantly. Winfrey was on the ground shrieking at the top of her lungs, "I'm Oprah Winfrey, I'm Oprah Winfrey, don't you know who I am? I'm Oprah Winfrey." As investigators zip-tied her swollen wrists, they heaved her and the corpse into the limousine, which the investigators hijacked to dispose of the chauffeur's body. They put the chauffeur in the trunk and put Oprah Winfrey back in where she was and brought her to the detainment facility. It turned out that the chauffeur had been reaching not for a gun, but for presidential immunity papers, essentially a note card purportedly signed by Joseph R. Biden, granting Winfrey broad immunity against arrest and prosecution. When investigators checked the outgoing call history on Winfrey's still unlocked cell phone, they realized the person she had been screeching out to, it was none other than the Dark Lord himself, Barack Hussein Obama. Winfrey was taken to Gitmo shortly after, and she will face a military tribunal. My source said the charges against Oprah Winfrey are vast and substantiated by solid evidence to be presented at the tribunal. For example, JAG says Winfrey had foreknowledge of the firestorm that ravaged parts of Maui in October, a week before the blaze. Winfrey hired contractors to coat the entire area of her Maui estate with fireproof resin, her house, the grounds, everything. She hired somebody a week before the Maui burned and paid them to fireproof her house with fireproof resin. Hers was one of the few opulent estates to survive the inferno magically, but now we know why. Winfrey was part of a villainous group that planned to blaze Maui to the ground and rebuild a smart 15-minute city on the ashes. That's just one of the many crimes, and there's a big file on child trafficking, my source said. We have her dead to her rights, and all will be revealed during the tribunal. Just FYI, the individual now publicly portraying Winfrey is a shoddy body double. Soon after the arrest, another Winfrey made public appearances. Only this Winfrey was somehow 200 or 300 pounds lighter. These fat celebs seem to love this Ozempic, it's a diet drug, but even that isn't going to get rid of 300 pounds of flab in just 3 days. Oprah, the real Oprah, will hang for what she's done, said my source. The White Hats are on the warpath to eliminate deep state traitors and working 24/7, hanging and arrest them is just as quickly as the process will allow. United States Navy JAG Advocate General Corps on January 9th fulfilled its promise to execute Ukrainian presidential aide Yuriy Yermak and Economic Minister Yulia Sardinko, whom panelists convicted of espionage against the United States at Camp Bloss in Guam earlier this month, last week. The tyrannical twosome, who had temporarily enriched themselves with American taxpayer dollars, found themselves standing atop a pair of gallows at Camp Bloss earlier this past Wednesday morning. JAG said an Office of Military Commissions had picked a Marine Corps non-commissioned officer, Sergeant Major Daniel Soto, a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom, to oversee the hanging. To our knowledge, it marked the first time a non-commissioned officer orchestrated the demise of deep state tyrants. As he stood at the foot of the gallows, Soto was anything but shy about sharing his thoughts on Ukrainian criminals. He called them malicious thugs and dishonorable despots, driven to criminality by unremitting greed and disdain for lawful governance. He labeled them servants of the New World Order, acolytes of Volodymyr Zelensky and the criminal Joseph Biden. Their exploitation of the innocent and malum prohibitum, Latin for crime that is evil, by its own nature, justified absolute punishment. It appeared as though that Sergeant Major Soto, had rehearsed his role in execution. He then relaxed his lexicon and simply called Yermak and Sardinko slugs. It seems President allow each of you final words, Sergeant Major Soto said. If you have something to say, I hope their words asking for forgiveness. I can't forgive you, but maybe the Almighty God can. Sardinko spoke first. She said, if I'm to die, I die for President Zelensky. Long live Zelensky, she said in broken English. Yermak said, the future is inevitable. You cannot stop it. What's begun cannot be stopped. I die for Ukraine and for the United States of Ukraine. That's what I was told to expect, Sergeant Soto said, gesturing to the hangman lingering behind the condemned and on the platform. The hangman placed black socks over their heads and double-checked the ropes around their necks and pressed the button, swiftly ended the ordeal. Yermak and Sardinko dropped to their deaths, and their times of death recorded at 10:57 and 11:03 a.m., respectively, last Wednesday. So, folks, the deep state, the Khazari mafia, are losing power in Europe. Dr. Johnny's reported to you that the masses are rising up. For example, the People's Party in the Netherlands has gained a majority rule in their parliament. We can thank their farmers for that and making their voices heard. Everyone should know that worldwide, the globalists are working hard to make food across the globe scarce, but the people of the world are catching on to their plan, biblical last days, end of the world syndrome game. They're planning everything according to the Bible, you know, feast, famine, you know, plague. That's why they're kind of come on with this new pandemic. And they are, trust me, folks, they are. But now Germany is completely shut down. You won't hear about this on mainstream news here, but for this past week, all of Germany's shut down. All the protests around Germany is the biggest protest in history. They have tractors blocking the Autobahn. They have tractors blocking roads. Farmers, truckers, and train drivers have paralyzed commerce. The protests started because of various attempts by the European Union and the German government to drive farmers out of business, but now have escalated to demands by the people for the removal of the German slave government. The number of bankruptcies in Germany has also increased. In December 2023, the poor economy and high internet rates, interest rates, have been causing many bankruptcies for several months now. Experts expect the numbers to remain high in the near future. Similar scenes have played out in Holland, France, and Poland, etc., all of Europe. You won't read about this in the mainstream news, but the people rising up more in Europe than they are in America. Believe me, Europe understands what tyranny is all about. Europe understands what communism is. Europe understands what fascism is. They're rising up, catching on faster than the Americans. Most of the Americans are sleeping sheeple. However, with the help of the Alliance, the people are rising up against the globalists and the destructive policies. One of the things that triggered it was the unelected globalist technocrat, Bill Gates, at the COP28 conference. And I quote, he said, "The issue of food systems, and now with climate change, a lot of farmers aren't able to grow their crops, which is a tragedy for them," said Bill Gates. And he continued, "We talk about using innovation to absolutely solve that problem," you know, i.e. with his lab-grown meat and, you know, protein by insects, okay? Well, you know, saying that the farmers are not able to grow the crops, this is globalist doublespeak. Let me translate that for you from what Bill Gates said. Here's the translation. He should have said, "Due to our deliberate war on farmers, a lot of farmers aren't able to grow their crops, which is a blessing for us globalists because it allows us to replace traditional agriculture with insect farms and fake meat laboratories and assume total control of the global food supply under the pretext of tackling climate change." That, my friends, is the truth. Because they are trying to put farmers out of business. Here, there, everywhere, all over the world. There's also a growing revolt against their social engineering. The high influx of unaccompanied middle 20s military age men have entered into Europe and the United States. It's also fueling the general revolt against the Khazari mafia. In Germany, rapes and other crimes by these foreign immigrants are putting patriotic German parties on the cusp of power. Women are getting raped all over Germany by these thugs, and they're afraid to report it because they're afraid that some, you know, immigrant might beat them up if they're seen on TV reporting a crime about being raped by an immigrant. Minister of Parliament Renee Springer of the popular AFD party, that's one of the People's Parties, says, "We will return foreigners to their homeland by the millions," he said. "This is not a secret plan. This is a promise for more security, for more justice, to preserve our identity for Germany," he said. And, of course, they're rising in power, and they're probably going to take over and take away that tyrannical government they have. My dear Master Survivors, the last thing the globalists want is for us to wake up and become independent thinkers. They don't want that at all. That's why all through this Davos meeting, they're talking about taking away people's rights of free speech. It's all over. Every day they've been talking about it. And worse yet, find out what other independent thinkers are talking about around the world. See, they don't want us to connect what we're talking about, what we're thinking about. And this is why you will not hear anything on our news about what's going on in Europe right now, because the people are rising up. I mean, the people in Germany, I mean, they know. They are very familiar with oppression, dictatorships, and leaderships, and so forth. And that's exactly what the European Union has been. You will not hear anything about these recent or ancient remedies to keep you healthy. That's why you will hear nothing about Hippocrates and ancient Greek healing, but you will hear it right here on Master Survivor Beyond PhD. Why? Because Hippocrates and the ancient Greek doctors were independent thinkers. They taught you how to be well, just like Dr. Johnny. This is prevention of disease with a healthy diet and lifestyle. That's the cornerstone of becoming a Master Survivor. And believe me, folks, you want to become a Master Survivor because this new pandemic is going to scare you out your gourd. It's going to be Ebola pandemic. You mark my words and keep listening to my show. I have more on this show and more on the next show. They're launching this Ebola pandemic. So if you're not a Master Survivor, you need to become a Master Survivor. Real easy, you know, less than $600. But you won't have to worry about the Ebola, because the only people that will survive an Ebola is if they have a powerful immunity response. Then you will withstand an Ebola infection. But let me tell you a little bit more about how the Master Survivor University, the Master Survivor Program, got started. The philosophy of care provision in ancient Greece highlighted the influence of the Hippocratic ideal that is at the very core of the Master Survivor Program. Asclepius and Hippocrates focused on healing practice on the natural approach in treatment of diseases, highlighting the importance of understanding the patient's health, independence of mind, and need for harmony between the individual, social, and natural environment, as reflected in the Hippocratic Oath. Folks, you heard me last week. Natural immunity is 7 times more powerful than anything else you can take. For the COVID, for Ebola, for anything else. 7 times more powerful than hydroxychloroquine or the other therapies out there, okay? Natural immunity, just like Sweden did from the very beginning, herd immunity. And, of course, they had the least death rate of all the countries in the world from the COVID or the jab or anything else, because they learned early on from being, you know, in harmony as an individual with your natural environment, independence of mind, and having the best diet. According to the literature, healthy mind and a healthy body. That's what Hippocrates said. That's the main component of the Hippocratic philosophy. But you heard me on past shows, I talked about the trauma-based mind control over and over again, drip, 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 scaring you to death. Buddy, let me tell you right now, listen to Dr. Johnny right now. That first pandemic from 2020, 2021, 2022, that's just a warm-up. You just wait. In the next month or so, they're going to ramp it up. It's going to scare you to death. And then when everybody you know is scared to death, don't be surprised if you yourself find yourself scared to death. Because, you know, when you're with the people who are scared, you're going to be scared too. It's just part of it. It's the mob mentality. You can't avoid it. So be ready now. There's three categories that were observed in the Hippocratic provision of care: health promotion, interventions and trauma care, and mental care and art therapy interventions. See, they're trying to ramp up the fear so that'll keep your immunity low. You put on that mask, you'll suffer from hypoxia, which is too much carbon dioxide intake and not enough oxygen, and that lowers your immunity right there. But Hippocrates had it all covered. He had it all simply put out and simply planned. That's exactly what Dr. Johnny does. So the health promotion included physical activity as an essential part of the physical and mental health, and emphasized the importance of nutrition to improve performance in the Olympic Games. Interventions and trauma care included surgical practice developed by Hippocrates, mainly due to the frequent wars in ancient Greece. Mental care and art therapy interventions were in accordance to the first classification of mental disorders, which was proposed by Hippocrates. In this category, music and drama were used as management tools in the treatment of illnesses and the improvement of human behavior. The role of Asclepion of, you know, that's the main health center in Kos, was highlighted, which clearly indicates a holistic health care model in care provision. Finally, all practices regarded detailed recordings of evaluation of information within the guidelines. The Hippocratic philosophy on health care provision focused on the holistic health care model, applying standards and ethical rules that are still valid today. But are those ethical standards always practiced? No. They scare you to death. You go see your doctor. Oh, you might have that. You need more tests. They'll scare you to death. You listen to news. What do they give you? All the bad news. All the scary news. All the people that have been murdered. All the people that are dying. All the scary news. All the wars. See? But if you're listening to this show, you're going to get the truth, and you're going to be able to sort through that and have that, you know, instinctive, distinctive mindset to be able to sort through the truth and what's lies and what's truth. It was widely accepted that the foundations of science and the study of philosophy, anatomy, and physiology and psychology in ancient Greece was developed in order to find the sources of diseases and promote health status. Moreover, there were moral obligations of the individuals who were working in health fields and many other parts and fields of the science. With increasing development in medical science developed in different perceptions, they were created as to the exercise of healing practice as a consequence of the formation of different healing schools. Among the most famous was the one at Kos, physicians, where philosophy was focused entirely on the disease that cumbered the patient. If we get rid of that disease, the patient's fine. Could be mental, it could be physical. Somebody could be traumatized, and that causes all kinds of problems, just like most of the population is today. However, most dominant philosophy back in those days thus far has been that of the Methodists, which was founded by Asclepius, which focused on maintaining health and the importance of understanding whole consideration of the patient's health and health status. Following the Asclepius paradigm, Hippocrates focused on the natural treatment of approach of the disease. This approach is widely accepted even today, and thus Hippocrates is considered the founder of ancient Greek medicine. The focal point of Hippocratic medicine is the belief that medicine should be practiced as a scientific discipline based on the natural science, diagnosing and preventing diseases as well as treating them. Prevention was really big in Hippocrates. It's really big in the Master Survivor Program. Hippocrates believed that the physician should study anatomy, which Dr. Johnny has done, in particular that of the spine and its relationship to the nervous system, which controls all functions of the body. In addition, he was the first to believe that this observation helps recognize the symptoms of each disease. Moreover, the Hippocratic tradition emphasized environmental causes and natural treatments of diseases and causes and therapeutic importance of psychological factors, nutrition and lifestyle, independence of mind, body, and spirit, and the need for harmony between the individual and the social and natural environment. Harmony between the individual and the social and natural environment, and I might even add the political environment as well. Furthermore, the Hippocratic physician, above all, made sure the patient was healthy as the practice of medicine so required. Surprisingly, the Hippocratic ideal is reflected in the Hippocratic Oath, the oath required for obtaining a medical license in Greece, which focuses on the integrity of the profession, benevolence of the human, and human dignity in the practice of sound medicine. In comparison today, you see the mainstream ways of healing that falsely provide healing in hospitals has always used destructive forces like chemical reactions to oxidize or radiate an organ or tissue, and in this case, the procedure would burn everything around, which is directly opposite to life. Surely and slowly, but surely, the mainstream procedure creates death. Why not follow the Master Survivor Program and create more life force? Using our food and our medicine and medicine as our food. Food is our medicine, medicine is our food is exactly what Hippocrates wanted, except this time we have laboratory tests to show you the food is exactly what your body chemistry needs. The aim of the Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor University, is to present the philosophy of health and the provision of care at a physical and mental level that was first seen in ancient Greece and to highlight the influence of the Hippocratic ideal in relation to modern laboratory science that culminated into the Master Survivor Program. Many of you called me about certain problems that your doctor has not been able to resolve, and he probably wants to recommend invasive treatments that will harm your body, and you may not choose to do that. My laboratory work with all the therapies I promote in the Master Survivor Program, none of them will harm your body. None. It will only help your body get stronger. So to address and resolve your issues, you may want to take the road less traveled and go on an adventure of wellness with Dr. Johnny in the Master Survivor Program to strengthen the body so it's strong and it's strong enough to heal itself. Because I'm not doing any healing, folks. I'm just coaching you on the right foods to eat and a roadmap of different therapies that you can use from the Greek therapies that we use. First, remove all your health problems and get your body strong and back to normal. The result is you're feeling better than ever before, and I work with over five different analysis world-class laboratories and research with some of them, and deal with cutting-edge technologies that are not widely known. And there are rumors about medical beds or healing pods in the Secret Space Program and the miracle recoveries from illness and injury abound but yet they're not verified. The more advanced therapies and treatments are only available to those patients who participate in the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation and my advanced students in the Master Survivor University. But folks, we can do so much to restore health, whether it's the deeper healing that, and then eliminate those pains, and they will go away. You'll sleep deeper and have a rejuvenation of your mitochondria and stem cell production. Many of you have asked me why I call myself a Master Survivor Recovery and Virus Recovery Expert. Well, some of you may think that it's because of my recovery from hepatitis C. Well, that's partially right. But that was later in life. That was my recovery from hepatitis C was in 1994. But did you realize that when I was a junior in high school, me and a group of my rowdy friends all came down with hepatitis A? Oh, yeah, well, all of us. There's about 3 girls and 4 of us guys. We all came down with hepatitis A. And for weeks, we had to quarantine ourselves at home. And in the evenings, I was asking my dad, a medical doctor, what hepatitis virus was. And I would study up on it. Well, when we were seniors in high school, my same group, not everybody, I guess there was about 2 gals and 3 of us guys, we all came down with hepatitis B in high school. Again, we had to go home and quarantine for a couple of weeks. And again, I would discuss all this with my dad when I was at home, when he'd come home, about the different hepatitis virus and about recovery. And I got books and I studied up on the virus and liver. This is back in, 1969 and 1970. It wasn't until the late 80s that I contracted hepatitis C, and I didn't get treatment for that. They gave me the death sentence in 1992, but I finally got over hepatitis C and all hepatitis, no antibodies, in 1994. So when I refused the liver transplant, I was yelled at by the doctor, and she called me delirious and said I was going to die. I'd never make it. And I'd get phone calls in the middle of the night because I told all my friends, they called me delirious and said I was going to die. Some people would call me up. And, the deep state's been after me for a long time. And I'm sure they were part of the ones that made these phone calls, because at the time, my first website, my first domain was immunitystrength.com. Okay? That was back when the internet first started, around 1992, 1993. Immunitystrength.com. I said, that's the key. See, I keep telling you about building your own immunity strength. If you have a strong immunity response, you can outlive any attack from a virus, okay? I'm just telling you. But today, with this new pandemic, I see them doing the same thing over again, like they did to me, Because, when I had immunitystrength.com, I came out and I said, oh, yeah, you can get over hepatitis C. Well, they didn't like that. And all of a sudden, within a year, they came out with Harvani and some other anti-hepatitis C drugs. But it did lower your viral load, but it made you really sick and you had all these problems. So I didn't recommend it to anybody. I recommended the natural recovery. Well, they didn't like that. That's why they used to call me up. You're delirious and you're going to die. I'd get these phone calls in the middle of the night. That was way back. Now, I'm not going to go into all the later stuff, but the deep state's been after me for years because they didn't want somebody out there that actually recovered from one of these dreadful diseases that they said so bad. And they fear you with this mind control, trauma-based mind control. And trust me, you wait the next few weeks. I mean, right now they're talking about Syndrome X. Syndrome X, oh, it's more deadly than the original COVID. Well, Syndrome X is going to be Ebola, okay? And, yeah, that is dangerous. If you have any slight immunity problem, a little cold or something like that, you catch Ebola, you got 2 weeks and, boom, you're checked out, period. 50%, it's a 50-50 game. Because if you're old, you have core morbidity, you know, you'll check out in 2 weeks with Ebola, no question about it. I mean, even catching AIDS is better. And they've already put that in the vaccine because you'll may linger on for a year or so. But then finally, it'll catch up with you when your immunity just gets so compromised by an autoimmune condition. But if you already have diabetes, you already have arthritis, you already have pains, you already have irritable bowel, you already have any of those, and you catch Ebola, buddy, I'll give you 2 weeks. It's a crapshoot, 50-50. It's a fact. That's going to be the new pandemic they roll out, and you watch, they're going to scare everybody to death, and they have every right to be scared. People die from Ebola. They die within a couple of weeks if they have any immunity problem. To avoid that, just become a master survivor, folks. See? And see, they're going to hassle you to get the new jab. Well, the new jab has Ebola in it, live Ebola. The new vaccine. Can I make my point any more clear? It's time to become a master survivor. You see, they'll be doing the same thing to you that they were doing to me, the whole population, forcing everybody to get that vaccine. They'd be scared to death. All your friends and everybody you know is so scared, oh, you better get the vaccine. And anyone that refuses, they'll have the snitch squad snitching on you, saying, no, he doesn't have the vaccine. He's a vax denier. A vax denier. And they'll be doing the same thing to you that they're doing that they did to me, that they're doing the whole population right now. You just wait. That first pandemic was just a warm up. I knew this way, way, way back. That's why I never got the flu shots. That's why way, way back I said immunitystrength.com, the only way I can make it is be a survivor. I'm a survivor. I'm a master survivor. That's where it all came from. And I knew this day would come. Once they get, you know, half this population eliminated, then in 2025, they're going to have their alien invasion. Because by then, there won't be a lot of people left. But if you're a master survivor, you can overcome that. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you what's coming down the pike. You mark my words, it's coming. You read about Syndrome X, more deadly than the COVID? Well, that's Ebola. They don't want us to live and be free and make our own decisions. You see, are you sensing these days that American medical system and the worldwide pharmaceutical industry does not have your well-being in mind or your best interests in mind? They aren't looking after your well-being at all. Are you sensing that their goals are more of making a profit than they are caring for your health? Are you sensing that they are truly planning population reduction? If you have any hint in your mind that what I'm saying is true, then join me and become a master survivor. And you're not in this fight alone. You have Dr. Johnny help you. Go to themastersurvivor.com and just scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. It's less than $600. Number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, $226. Number two, the total gut restoration kit, $250. Both of them you can keep your immunity strength as high as it possibly can be, and you will withstand an infection if you pick it up from somebody shedding from Ebola. Okay? Dr. Johnny's been through all the ridicules of trials and tests. A seasoned fighter to help you become a master survivor. You can participate in being a master survivor one of three ways. The full master survivor program, one and two. I just told you, mastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the master survivor program. Or number two, you can be a listener of the Master Survivor Show right there on my website. Click on the show. You can hear any back shows that you miss. And I'm always here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.org, at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you click on Studio B. Or number three, you can help Dr. Johnny and become a Master Survivor doctor, health or health professional right here on my website, you can click on the Master Survivor University. When everyone else in the mainstream health field uses radiation, oils, poisons, potions, and lotions, with the Master Survivor program, we have the wisdom of Hippocrates and laboratory science and testing with the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, to find the right food to balance all your cells. We have the 3 R's total gut restoration kit from the microbiome laboratories to balance your gut and microbiome and eliminate candida and keep your immunity strength very strong. All healing occurs because your body and immunity response are very strong, and you get well and you stay well and you remain well. You don't get sick. And we have the human studies where we have proved this over and over again. Just ask any of my patients. So go to themastersurvivor.com to get started right now and click on the Master Survivor program. Now, folks, last Monday, we saw the first presidential caucus take place in Iowa. And as Iowans prepare to brave an unprecedented frigid blast, it was cold everywhere, especially in the flyover states, like, you know, Texas and the Plains state. But as Iowans prepare, they for the frigid blast, they could affect voter participation on Monday's hotly anticipated caucus. During my show last week, an unknown number of undercover white hats, too, will don the Arctic gear with the Arctic gear and have their eyes peeled for indicators of fraud and other nefarious activities, according to my sources in General Eric Smith's office. Iowa is the first state in the Republic to hold primaries each election cycle, and what happens in Iowa seldom stays in Iowa. Pollsters see the Hawkeye state as a barometer for the rest of the country. Typically, a candidate who performs well in Iowa will outshine opponents from coast to coast in many other states. As things stand, polls show Donald J. Trump, the lawful commander-in-chief of the armed forces, with a commanding lead of over 49% over his closest opponent, Nikki Haley, and where she had 16%, who was hoping to get Trump's most ardent supporters would rather stay home and venture out in the cold and rather than vote. But Trump voters, you know, she said, and I quote, Nikki Haley said, Trump voters are out of shape, and the last thing they'll do is step outside Monday morning. All claims I've rigged the vote is fake, she said. I don't cheat because I have no reason to cheat. That lunatic Laura Loomer tweeted that I'm controlling the weather. Have you ever heard of anything so crazy, she said. It's not my fault Trump supporters are too lazy to vote, Haley reportedly told a financial benefactor at BlackRock Investments, according to the transcript of a telephone call intercepted by United States Army Cyber Command. Although political subterfuge and blatant election theft is prevalent among Democrats, a growing number of flux and rogue Republicans, rhinos, and feeble conservatives have crossed a door still, and it makes them indistinguishable from Democrats that they often criticize. Ballot theft, my source said, is contagious and crosses party lines. While white hats have no specific or credible tips proving Haley, or DeSantis for that matter, will try to undermine tomorrow's primary, they aren't leaving fate to chance. My source said that after the stolen 2020 presidential election, the White Hats recruited skilled investigators, including some civilians and former military, whom they taught to discreetly spot signs of ballot theft from the boots-on-the-ground perspective and bundled in winter gab, parkas, and scarves and gloves and hats. The investigators will seamlessly blend in to the crowds and keep tabs on the caucus meeting. My source would not disclose which cities investigators would visit, but Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Davenport, the city's most populous, state's most populous cities, were the likely targets. I can't say how many boots will be on the ground or where they'll be, but we have enough eyes and ears on the ground to root out election shenanigans very quickly, and we have additional resources available right away. These resources include White Hats at U.S. Army Cyber Command, Fort Gordon, and Marine Corps Forces Cyber Command, which will be fully staffed and ready to intercept signals intelligence to and from Haley's campaign headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Ask how White Hats would respond to a Haley victory in Iowa. My source said that the person they call Nikki Haley, and he named out her real name, her Nimrata Randarhara, her true identity, was not even clear if she's qualified to be a candidate. The only way she wins is if she cheats. And if she cheats, she will be arrested, they said. Well, it didn't take long to find out. United States Army Cyber Command and Criminal Investigation Division agents on Sunday night arrested a member of Nikki Haley's campaign staff for offering voters $1,000 prepaid debit cards in exchange for casting a ballot for their boss, Nikki Haley, according to my source in the CID headquarters. White Hat sent an unspecified number of undercover investigators, like I said, to Iowa, and they said across the state, encompassing 1,600 districts, 19 counties, will gather en masse. If experience has taught the White Hats one thing, though, it is that anti-Trump crowd, Republicans and Democrats alike, will utilize every dirty trick in the book to stop Donald Trump from officially returning to his rightful place in office. At approximately 8 p.m. Sunday, undercover CID agent was mingling with locals in the Des Moines bar when an attractive woman in her 20s approached their table and introduced herself as a foot soldier for Nikki Haley's campaign. She spoke briefly about disliking the current weather before asking the group if they supported Haley, whose real name, well, I already told you, the woman introduced herself as Joan, and she smiled and made small talk and eventually asked the group whether they could leave pamphlets, where she could leave pamphlets at their table, highlighting Haley's spectacular campaign promises to make Iowans prosperous. She placed 5 brochures on the bar table, smiled, and saluted, and went to a different table. The CID agent opened the brochure, and inside was a prepaid Visa gift card. He asked others at the table if their brochures also held unexpected gifts, which they did. They all got Visa gift cards. He phoned a number on the back of the card, discovered it was Violet gift card and the balance of $1,000. After politely excusing himself, the CID agent telephoned a second agent who was a mile away chatting with potential voters at another watering hole. The second agent joined the first. Together, they surveilled Joan as she passed out an additional 40 to 50 brochures at the bar. Afterwards, they discreetly tailed Joan from the bar to a motel on the opposite side of the city, intercepting her as she exited her vehicle and began toward the entrance. The investigators informed Joan she had been detained for suspicion of election fraud, placed her in handcuffs, and drove her to a CID safe house, one of several White Hats have set up in the state. Joan, it turns out, wasn't a Joan at all. My source didn't share her true identity, but she said she was a low-level staffer who joined the Haley campaign in September, and Joan insisted handing out cash was her own idea, that Nikki Haley had no knowledge of her actions, and denied references of bribing Iowans to vote for Haley. Reportedly cheerful Joan claimed she purchased the gift cards with her personal savings and was simply spreading love and light, she said, to the people of Iowa. Joan will remain in custody while White Hats pursue the investigation. President Donald J. Trump nightly delivered a mighty blow to the Iowa caucus, stomping three rivals and forcing deep state plant Victor Ransomani to abandon his presidential aspirations. And it didn't take but 31 minutes to declare President Donald Trump the lawful commander-in-chief, won the Hawkeye state by 51%, stunning liberals and conservatives alike. As mentioned, White Hats in Des Moines detained Nikki Haley's staffer, and they eventually found out that when they checked her savings account, she only had an average balance of $600. So she didn't spend her own money to buy the cards, and now White Hats are confident that she'll break because she doesn't have any real money herself, never has for the past year or so, and they verified that. So therefore, she was working for Nikki Haley to place these cards, these prepaid debit cards, and she had over 400 of these cards in her hotel room. And so that speaks volumes, because she's going to pass. How can she pass out 400 cards? I don't get it. But anyway, I think she had help and no one returned her room, although there are other things, and she wouldn't disclose who her accomplice, who was with her. Well, White Hats are on it, and they're going to be watching every single part of this election primary and the caucuses that are going on. So I'm just, you all know the results, and I won't go into the details about why, you know, but this is the first time that anybody's taken the majority vote of Iowa caucus, I mean, since Bob Dole. And I'll bring more details about what's coming up next after these details from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew, Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Maggie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone Maker. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny. Well, folks, you already know that, you know, they've had all their stuff going on in New Hampshire and everything, and Ramaswamy was, you know, stepped out of the race and said, oh, I support Donald Trump, and they were up there together on stage, and and, of course, Donald Trump informed Ramaswamy that his name would not appear on the Republican ticket alongside Trump in 2024. In short, he squashed Ramaswamy's hopes and dreams of being Trump's vice president. He said, I like you, said Trump, but told Ramaswamy, but you're not a vice president. And honestly, to give you a little inside information, they about had a fit at the White Hat operations. General Eric Smith almost had a second heart attack when he saw Trump and Ramaswamy figuratively hugging each other on stage at a rally in New Hampshire. So before he made that speech that he's not vice president, the general's deep reservations about Ramaswamy is what prompted Trump to immediately drop him because he phoned up Trump to express his unease and once more caution Trump against selecting a vice president with ties like Ramaswamy to the biomedical industry and past allegiances with Pfizer and World Economic Forum. My source told me that General Smith later confided in the staff, saying that Trump shot down Ramaswamy's vice president aspiration for what had already tentatively picked someone else to join him at the White House, like Tulsi Gabbard. If true, Trump responds obliquely affirms quotes from people in Trump's New York offices after Tulsi Gabbard switched political parties. Gabbard is a Republican at heart, Trump said of Gabbard at the time, but according to my sources, like Ramaswamy, Gabbard has been linked to the World Economic Forum, a globalist organization founded by the sinister Klaus Schwab. Her photo once appeared in the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader website, and her critics have labeled her controlled opposition. My source didn't share General Smith's reaction to the revaluation, but White Hats will likely rebuke Gabbard as a potential commander-in-chief should anything happen to Trump based on her association with globalist organizations. Again, Trump used the word tentative, meaning everything is in flux and he's open to hearing arguments for and against Gabbard's appointment. My source also hinted that Kerry Lake was whom the White Hats would prefer as vice president. So we'll see what happens. I didn't want to go into all the details, but he had a big conversation with Trump about that, saying that if Ramaswamy was vice president, he wouldn't support it. And if anything happens to Trump, that he wouldn't answer to Ramaswamy as commander-in-chief. He wouldn't obey him. So, you know, in his own words, there's a lot of things that Trump revealed. You know, and you have to look at everything. Let's look at what a Trump presidency would be like, okay? So in New Hampshire, President Trump on this past Wednesday vowed to never allow the use of central bank digital currency, as it would, in his words, quote, give the government absolute control over your money. It never happened under my administration. This would be a dangerous threat to freedom, he says, and it will stop it from coming to America. We are also going to put in place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you for your political beliefs. That would never happen while I'm president, because a lot of people that are Trump supporters, when they pull up all your information on every citizen and they see you're a Trump supporter, well, then you are the ones that are getting attacked these days. Like Roger Stone, you know, from the FBI, and they do all these things. So Trump's comments came hours after Representative Jim Jordan, Representative of Ohio, revealed federal agencies have been flagging financial transactions, used politically sensitive words such as MAGA and Trump, in yet another egregious example of establishment targeting political rivals. Now, Jim Jordan had found that and revealed that federal agencies have been flagging financial transactions and then labeling those people because, see, right now the FBI considers you, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a Christian, you're a patriot, they're considering you under the label of terrorists. Okay, I can't make this stuff up. As reported for years, central digital bank currency, central bank digital currency, touted by the globalists such as the French Central Bank Deputy Governor Denis Bois, as the catalyst for improving cross-border payments by enabling the build-up of an international monetary system, are in fact the ultimate tools of oppression, which is what they really are. He says it increased the international monetary system, but they're really the ultimate tools of oppression. Even Fed governors know this way lies danger. In thinking about the implications of central bank digital currency and privacy, we must also consider the central role that money plays in our daily lives and the risk that central bank digital currency would provide not only a window into, but potentially an impediment to the freedom of Americans enjoying and choosing how money and resources are to be used and invested. They wouldn't have control of their money anymore. That's what a Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman said at the Harvard Law School program at the International Financial Systems last year. So central bank digital currencies are part of a broader war on cash. A cashless society is sold on the premise of providing a safe, convenient, and more secure alternative of physical cash. We're also told it would help stop dangerous criminals who like the untrackable or intractability of cash. But there's a darker side, the promise of control. The elimination of cash creates the potential for the government to track and control the consumer spending. Digital economies would also make it easier for central banks to engage in manipulative monetary practices and policies such as negative interest rates, which means, in a nutshell, stealing your money. That's what a negative interest rate is. A regular interest rate is when you make a little bit of interest on your money in the bank. But that's a positive interest. If you have a negative interest rate, they're basically going to steal your money. Banks are already implementing that. If you fall under a certain category, they will install a negative interest rate on you just for putting your holdings in their bank. But negative interest rates seems to be an inevitability, as according to the data from the Atlantic Council, central bank digital currency tracker of 130 countries representing over 98% of the global gross domestic product are exploring or developing central bank digital currency, marking an outsized increase from just a few years ago. They're even starting to experiment with them for international settlement. In November, Zurich issued a CHF 100 million, or that's euros, or 113 million digital dollars in a digital bond via six-digit exchange, the most distinctive aspect of which is that it settles using a wholesale central bank digital currency, or a wholesale CBDC, issued by the Swiss National Bank. But we have resistance. Last April, Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is now working to create a new political party to qualify for the ballot in various states, vehemently opposed the Fed's announcement of FedNow, which is what, you know, our central digital bank currency, central bank digital currency, they call the coin FedNow, and so Robert Kennedy Jr. called this slippery slope to financial slavery and political tyranny. And I quote, while cash transactions are anonymous, central bank digital currency would allow government to surveil all our private and financial affairs. The central bank will have the power to enforce dollar limits on transactions, restricting where you can send money, where you can spend it, and where money expires, he wrote on X, which is Twitter, or was Twitter. A central bank digital currency tied to a digital ID and a social credit score will allow the government to freeze your assets or limiting your spending to approved vendors if you fail to comply with arbitrator Descott's, i.e. vaccine mandates. In July, Kennedy promises to back the U.S. dollar with Bitcoin if he's elected president. Dr. Johnny does not think that's a good solution, but I want to report to you what he said. So when we look at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he vowed to kill Fedcoin day one of his presidency, telling Tucker Carlson at the Family Leadership Summit in Iowa, if I'm president on day one, we will nix central bank digital currency. Done. End of discussion. Not happening in this country, he said. They want to get rid of cash. They want to no cryptocurrency. They don't want, you know, us to have our own cash. And he said they want central bank digital currency to be the sole form of legal tender. It will allow them to prohibit undesirable purchases like fuel and ammunition, which they could do if it's under central bank digital currency. More recently, several states opposed to central bank digital currency have launched bills which would prohibit classifying digital currency as money. If successful, Utah, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Tennessee would become the first states to exclude central bank digital currency as a medium of exchange, potentially creating significant roadblocks to central bank digital currency in the United States. For those of you still unaware, we don't need to look as far as China to understand the implications here in the West. As Laura Dodsworth wrote in October of the dystopian nature of central bank digital currency via the Brownstone Institute, in 2019, MasterCard and Dokonomi launched a credit card with carbon footprint calculator that could switch off your spending when you reach your carbon max. This functionality is voluntary, but it could be an automatic aspect of central bank digital currency. Tom Mutton, a director at the Bank of England, said that the government would be required to make the final decision on whether a UK central bank digital currency should be programmable. Sir John Cullough, a deputy governor at the bank, said, and I quote, "You could think of giving your children pocket money, but programming the money so it couldn't be used for sweets. This is a whole range of things that money could do, programmable money, which we cannot do with the current technology," he says. As this quote reveals, central bank digital currency won't just alter our relationship with money, but with government. Governments around the world have shown increasingly authoritarian tendencies toward management of COVID pandemic, and more recently to discharge driving in cities. Behavioral science has been leveraged to manipulate, incentivize, and coerce us into behaving as model citizens. Do we want to negotiate with Daddy State to be allowed to spend our pocket money as we wish? I don't think so. An account-based central bank digital currency would give the government enormous power over your money, as your identity is connected to the money. In 2020, Bank of England discussion paper gave examples of programmability, for example, that smart cars could automatically pay for fuel directly at the dispensing pump, would automatically taxation and charitable donations at the point of sale, all done automatically. All you got to do is pull up to the filling station. That all sounds very convenient, but remember all the times they said this would be more convenient, and look at how many more of your rights have been taken away. But politicians pushing net zero goals on an unwilling population could choose to go a step further. If you insist on keeping your private car despite the inconvenient 20 mile an hour speed limit, this ULEZ board and congestion charges and low traffic neighborhood barriers could simply dictate a maximum fuel spent in a given period of time. Just 10 of your Brit coins on petrol this month only. No more driving for you. So increasingly, we have not heard from the Biden administration with regard to their support or lack thereof of central bank digital currency. Given their recent authoritarian oversteps, it shouldn't be too hard to guess which side of the more centralized power and control versus freedom and personalized sovereignty fence they might come down on. And I tell you, they're going to come down on more centralized power and control. Long story short, if we vote for Trump, his first day in office, he will eliminate the TSA, which is the Transportation Security Agency. He will eliminate the IRS, which is the Internal Revenue Service. He also will never have central bank digital currency. This is starting the first day. So no more TSA, no more IRS, and no ever central bank digital currency. So please vote for Donald Trump. 2 weeks ago, United States Navy Judge Advocate General Corp at Camp Bloss has convicted of treason and murder the NIH official who oversaw an aerosized hemorrhagic fever and smallpox weaponized campaign institute of BSL-4 laboratory in Hamilton, Montana. It always happens during my show. But I'm doing a show. As reported on this show, in December, U.S. Marines and Army Cyber Command specialists ransacked, they found out about it through Cyber Command, but then the CBRN specialists, that's the nuclear and specialists with the hazmat suits, ransacked the Laboratory of Death and killing 40 NIH employees there at the Hamilton, Montana laboratory, and demolished every piece of equipment, including killing 40 NIH employees and demolishing every piece of equipment at the 30-acre compound. They had seized the now-destroyed pathogens and laid traps to maim or kill unwary deep staters who would arrive at the lab the following morning. 2 days later, JAG investigators arrested the NIH goon who had managed the lab. and Deputy Director Alfred Johnson while he was sipping cocktails at a Miami margarita bar, a taxpayer-funded vacation, as is the case with most deep state assets. Johnson was uncooperative, abstinent, and refused to talk, even after JAG investigators confronted him with the fact that they know FEMA and NIH had yanked homeless people off San Francisco streets for human experimentation, ultimately ending in death. "I know about you people. They warned me about you," was all Johnson said during an early interrogation. JAG flew him to Camp Bloss in Guam in mid-December, where he was held in pretrial confinement until Thursday morning, this past Thursday morning, military tribunal. He chose to represent himself because he had said he was innocent, and innocent people did not need lawyers. Well, when Johnson noticed that Admiral Jonathan T. Stevens was a black man, he invoked the race card, marking the second time a desperate deep stater tried guilting the admiral to declare a mistrial based on skin color. Of course, Johnson himself is black. But Johnson raised his outstretched arms and shook his shackled wrists. And he goes, "Brother, I'm sorry to see you're party to this oppression. You're with the wrong organization doing Trump's bidding like a sellout. You got the power to set things right by setting me free while your soul is still intact," unquote, he said. Admiral Stevens replied, he says, "You must be confusing me with another person. The only colors I recognize are red, white, and blue, and the colors worn by the armed forces of the United States of America." You'll notice that two of the three officers hearing this case share our skin color, and that's all we share, and I promise you they're not amused with your antics. Now, detainee, please take your seat. The admiral opened his arguments by sharing with and showing the panel SSD Marines had confiscated from the laboratory. It held, and he cautioned the panel, disturbing footage depicting this is a disc of video footage depicting NIH experiments on human subjects. In clip one, an unknown narrator on the safe side of the bio-sealed plexiglass window aims the camera lens at a middle-aged man reposed on a hospital bed and bleeding through his eye sockets. What remained of his eyeballs were opaque marbles bulging from his bloody sockets as if to burst. The man, conscious now and then, turns his head and struggles to cough, a ventilator tube jammed down his throat, clumps of hair fallen from his head onto the pillow, tinged with blood, ostensibly speaking to the camera. The narrator identifies the man as subject number 1023 and says that flooding the chamber with aerosol Marburg virus genomes has produced the desired effect. The blood seeps out of the man's nostrils as the clip ends. In the second clip, the same narrator was observing what he details as a 27-year-old homeless woman and heroin addict whose reckless lifestyle and addiction to drugs contributed to her ineluctable fate, a life squandered and rife with formidable suffering, a suffering that would soon end as she had been exposed to aerosol smallpox. Her shrunken face is covered with boils and blisters that ooze congealed mixture of pus and blood. Lesions coat her naked scalp. An enormous cyst on her chest erupts, leaking vaginal fluid, as the narrator sounded almost magnanimous, saying that the NIH is doing her a favor by hastening her departure of a life that serves no beneficial purpose. Then the third victim, subject number 1021, is a man in his mid-50s whom the narrator refers to as a homeless Gulf War veteran stricken with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and a string of failed relationships, turned to the streets after he lost his job and his wife left him for another man. He was stripped to a collapsible gurney and the once sweated profusely, shivering beneath the blood-soaked bedsheet. His face was plastered with so many tumors and scars he barely resembled a human. He mouths the words, "Help me," is all he could say. Admiral Stevens sighed heavily and shut off the video. He says, and I quote, "We have 47 more clips, but there is too many to watch. Assuming the subject numbers are sequential, they are not randomly assigned. The NIH has exposed countless numbers of innocent people kidnapped and abducted to their experiments. As observant as you officers are, I'm sure you missed the same thing I missed until we rewatch these clips in slow motion," he said. "I will pause at the right frame," and he replayed the three clips, pausing and zooming in on a reflection in the plexiglass. The reflection showed the masked narrator, and standing alongside him, a grinning visage and frame of none other than the defendant detainee, Alfred Johnson. Grinning visage. "We had our experts and outside analysis scrutinize the image in the video, and their findings say that the reflection in the glass is 100% detainee Johnson. The defendant said he wished to raise an objection. I object to your very existence," Admiral Stevens told him. "This conclusively puts you at the Montana laboratory watching as these innocent people, later cremated by your associates, were tortured for your bioweapon program. JAG and the Office of Military Commissions believe you are guilty of treason, murder, and now we'll see if these good officers, having seen the irrefutable evidence, will share our position," said Admiral Stevens. "Guilty," said Marine Colonel, the foreman. "Guilty," said Navy Lieutenant Commander. "Guilty," said the third one. "He's guilty." They didn't even wait. "And if I weren't wearing," and the one said, "He's guilty," the last one, "and if I weren't wearing this uniform and this insignia, I'd take care of him the old fashioned, the old school way," said a Marine Lieutenant. Then with hesitancy, he said, "Pardon me, sir. Pardon me, Admiral. I didn't mean to disrespect the uniform or your court." The Admiral said he understood, and he scheduled detainee Johnson's execution for January 24th. So, the criminal Biden chief science officer, Arede Parakawar, was convicted of conspiracy to commit treason and insurrection and sentenced to death last Tuesday at Gitmo Bay and Guantanamo Bay Military Tribunal. Now, folks, I'm just giving you some of these arrests. You know, Oprah is just one of the hundreds they've already arrested from the media and the celebrity group. There's hundreds and hundreds they've arrested. And I'm just giving you some. And the way they do it is very stealthy. They make sure that they're not seen. And if they are seen, those people are compromised either with an injection, you know, where they sleep it off and they forget what they saw. But most of the time, they do it so stealthily that it goes unnoticed. And these people were taken to Gitmo, Guam, down in Patagonia, Azores, Greenland, wherever they decide to go, wherever there's room. They work, you know, they usually send the media people and the celebrities to Guam, but Gitmo has a hospital, so some people that are more elderly, they'll send to Gitmo because they want them to stand trial. And I'm just telling you that this Parkavar, as the chief science officer of the criminal Biden administration, as Dr. Johnny reported to you previously, U.S. Marines on New Year's Eve arrested the tipsy Parkavar as she was in sipping champagne and watching Dick Clark's Rocking the New Year's Eve in her living room in her lavish home. The Marines took Parkavar to the JAG Processing Center, where investigators questioned her about a proposition and proposal she had authored dealing with introducing COVID-19 vaccinations into the public drinking water systems. She claimed the 32-page document written at the bequest of Kamala Harris was only theoretical and never meant for real-world deployment, she said. JAG disbelieved her and declared the proposition treasonous, proposal treasonous, and primarily because Parkavar was an appointed official in the position of power, no sane and reasonable person, JAG argued, would dream of drafting a paper about putting venom-laced clot shots into portable drinking water into community water supplies. Parkavar's last statement to the investigators before being shipped to Gitmo was, yes, it's theory, but if people won't get boosted willingly, we had to find a way to keep them vaccinated, she said. Put it in everybody's drinking water. The document, Parkavar's statement, and email chain between her and Kamala Harris were Vice Admiral Darce Crandall's evidence on Tuesday's tribunal. Having rejected counsel, Parkavar sat alone at the defense table, her wrists handcuffed and fastened to the armchair at the table. She gazed about in a gaze bewilderment as though she didn't believe her life was in jeopardy. Her eyes alternated between glancing at the admiral and then the panel of officers that will soon decide her fate. Well, Admiral Crandall had asked the panel to review copies of Parkavar's proposal as she rhythmically tapped her toes, his boots to the floor, and Detainee Parkavar interrupted the silence. Can I speak? She said. You'll have a chance afterwards, Detainee Parkavar, the admiral replied sternly, waiting for the panel to finish reviewing her insidious plot. So they read through it, and they read through her documents, and basically, I mean, putting COVID-19 and vaccines in the city's water supply around the country. This is in all 50 states, folks. This is what Kamala Harris wanted. She says, oh, it looks good. Keep working on it. We'll perfect this. It takes time, and we'll get it better. But after the lead panelist, a Marine Corps major, said he had thoroughly read the papers, the admiral told them that Procobar, the woman who sought to vaccinate the citizenry without their knowledge, had never herself received a vaccination of COVID-19, ever. Ever since we began drawing blood from detainees, said Admiral Crandall, we've noticed a trend. As the Admiral addressed the panel, these COVID-19 criminals, and I think that's an apt way to describe them, dream up convoluted schemes to put their poison in people's arms, but they are never vaccinated. We've proven that when we draw their blood, when we get them here in Gitmo. Fauci, Collins, Walensky, all of them, the list goes on and on. They're not vaccinated. None of them. None of them. The shots themselves that they pushed on the public. And this detainee, this rapacious woman who has zero medical credentials, zero, concocted an idea to poison the water supply of all our communities with vaccines. Our people say it's infeasible. However, It wouldn't work as she thinks. It wouldn't vaccinate anyone, but it would sicken and poison a lot of people in the process. She says she wrote it for fun, like a science project, but emails between her and the criminal vice president, Kamala Harris, prove otherwise, pretending to be vice president of the United States. She told her to perfect it, keep working on it. We got the emails right there. The Admiral projected images of the emails on a flat screen affixed to the wall. In one, the defendant wrote, we start with Cleveland, which the results, and watch the results, and then if results show positive, we move from city to city, pouring vaccine into filtration systems. Yes, the project would take years to complete, but in the end, we would have vaccinated and boosted everyone and continue to vaccinate and boost the majority of the population. Kamala Harris replied to the email saying, quote, a lot of people here think it's foolish and too costly to pull it off, so I need absolute certainty it will work before we approach A, B, or XB for funding, et cetera, et cetera. And if it works, some of these people here will have to give me some credibility. Please keep working on it, she said. I know you're smart, smarter than most, and smarter than what we have here. It'll boost both your political and financial careers. I'll do as you ask, Probokar wrote back to Kamala Harris. It was the Admiral's contention that Procobar, if set free, would continue her diabolical deep state work. He said she was a menace to society and that her actions, in accordance with the Insurrection Act 1807, meet the definition of conspiracy to commit treason and insurrection against the United States of America, killing people with poisons that they have no knowledge they're getting in their water supply. He asked the panel to find her guilty and sentence her to death. JAG rests its case, and the detainee may testify on her own behalf, provided she's open to cross-examination, Admiral Crandall says. Oh, no, no, she said. I don't want that, Procobar said. Kamala and I were just role-playing, but I don't want to be cross-examined. Then the officers will render the judgment, please, the Admiral said. The panel unanimously reached a guilty verdict and opined that Procobar would get the maximum punishment, hanging, and Admiral Crandall scheduled Procobar's execution for January 30th. Well, folks, I'm just here to tell you that many people, they think I may be alarmist. I got kicked off. Listen, I've been doing my radio show for almost 28, almost 30 years now. When I first started out with ImmunityStrength.com and all that, I did a radio show, and the name of the show was The Delirious Cure. Host, Johnny Delirious, okay? It was on the America Voice America Network. But each network I went to, you know, they eventually, they didn't like me telling the truth. They always liked me in the beginning because I drew the numbers. I drew the crowds, and they say, oh, you get more hits. You get more people because that was Voice America. They do things differently there. They are on open internet, and they have a bunch of budget behind, and I had to pay to be on that network. But once I was getting popular and people were listening to what I was doing, the deep state, you know, really got a hold of, you know, somewhere down the line, their attitude changed. Well, we want you to do live shows, and we want, you know, because not every show I did was live. I recorded some, and every once in a while I did a live show, but that was my choice because you pay. But then after a while, they said, well, you know, anyway, so they gave me a hard time. Finally, I got kicked out of that network, and I went to other network, and then I went to another network, and then I joined Republic Broadcasting Network with John Stadtmiller, and then, you know, they wanted me to go to the January 6th thing, and I said, no, I could have gone with some of the hosts up there, but I didn't. And I, you know, would host for the owner a lot of his shows for him. But then, again, a lot of people hassled him about me and what I was saying and say, oh, that can't be right, blah, blah, blah. Again, the deep state, everywhere I went, they hassled me to where I went from network to network. Now I'm on this one. I mean, knock on wood, I hope I last long here, but we'll see how things go. And I want you to get the truth. And many people don't realize that how this Master Survivor program started when I was in the lab. And then when they're hassling me so much, by the time I got abducted in 1989 and then 1991, I had to leave because I was so sick with hepatitis C. And I had to help one of our customer start his own lab, and I did that in 1991 and been working with him ever since. Wonderful guy, great lab, improved on everything we did. And but they hassled me when I preached that you could get over hepatitis C naturally. They hassled me when you could get over all these other diseases naturally, get over cancer naturally and AIDS naturally. You know, I was preaching all this. I was a virus recovery expert. See, that's where it all came from. And then when the doctors told me I was delirious because I refused a liver transplant, everybody started calling me delirious. And so I said, yeah, that's right. I am. I'm Johnny Delirious. You got that right. And wrote the best-selling book in 6 languages, Hepatitis C Cured. A lot of you know my history and a lot of you don't, but I'm just telling you right now, I knew this day was coming. They're preparing for this new pandemic, and it's going to be an Ebola pandemic, which is bad. I mean, that's worse than getting AIDS. At least with AIDS, you got time on your side. But if you have any kind of compromised immunity system, if you have arthritis, you have, you know, any kind of compromise, you have Epstein-Barr, you have, you know, fibromyalgia, anything that's just not, if you're not tip-top shape, Ebola will take you out. It will take you out. At least with HIV, you have time on your side. And I was able to work with some of those people. And the ones that really did, they did Master Survivor Premium Consultation, and I worked with them. And we got over them all, a long list of diseases. Well, the deep state hates that. They don't want people getting cured. They don't want people knowing that there is a cure if you just keep your immunity strong. Like I said on last week's show, natural immunity is 7 times stronger than any of the COVID treatments that you can get that are really good, like ivermectin or like hydroxychloroquine or, you know, any of the other treatments. Natural immunity is the strongest thing. That's what they said in Sweden. That's why Sweden had the lowest death rate of any country, you know, and of course, Japan as well. It's Japan and Sweden had the lowest death rate because they have the strongest natural immunity. All right? That's why. They didn't get the vaccine, that, you know, and they're still around. But this new pandemic that they call Syndrome X, that's going to be Ebola. And Ebola, live Ebola, is going to be in that vaccine. So if you're a vaccine denier and you're with somebody that got the shot, you have a 40% chance you will, just kissing them, catch Ebola. Okay? I'm just telling you how serious it is. And Ebola is serious. And so if you have a compromised immunity, you'll check out in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's all you got. If you got, you know, arthritis or, you know, you're a diabetic or you got, you know, whatever. You'll check out in 2 weeks. That's how bad it is. Because all the things they did when Bill Gates put the Ebola testing down there and he gave everybody Ebola vaccine down in Africa, it's like 3 or 4 or 5 different times. Every time, it was the Ebola in the vaccine that was killing people, okay, because of the shedding. It wasn't the natural Ebola. It was the Ebola with the vaccines. So people that got the vax, they were spreading the Ebola, and then they were shedding it onto anybody else by bodily fluids, you know, and close contact and bodily fluids, sweat and, you know, saliva and things like that. So I'm telling you, folks, you can avoid that if you become a master survivor. Some people may think that I'm just here to push my program. I knew this day was coming. When they told me that I was going to die if I didn't get that liver transplant, and I didn't die. They didn't plan on that. They don't plan on you thinking for yourself. They don't plan on you having a strong immunity response. They're planning on you to be traumatized. They're planning on you to start drinking their Kool-Aid and be afraid of Syndrome X, which is going to be Ebola. And then you'll have a compromised immunity system wearing a mask because you'll suffer from hypoxia, which is too much carbon dioxide, not enough oxygen in your body. That in and of itself is a compromised immunity response. And if you have Ebola in you and you're wearing a mask, you're going to die within 2 weeks, 50-50% of the time. Just 50-50 chance that you will check out wearing a mask and you catch Ebola from your spouse or whatever. I'm telling you how serious this is. That's why I designed the Master Survivor Program. I was the virus recovery expert for years. I had the hepatitis C support group talking about how to get over the hepatitis virus, or any virus for that matter. So I know what I'm talking about. What many people don't realize about the Master Survivor Program is when they get their minerals balanced and all their cells, which is from the hair tissue mineral analysis, then you're in harmony with the universe or God. How, you know, I got atheists. I say, well, you're in harmony with the universe because that periodic table is right inside your body as well. It's right. That's what makes up our universe. If you remember in the chemistry class, the periodic table of elements, that is what the whole universe is made of, or mostly of that periodic table. And that's God's creation. If you, you know, believe in God, and the Bible says we're made in God's image, so, you know, man's made in God's image. So if you remember, you know, we are the microcosm of the macrocosm, is what that amounts to. So just a smaller part of that whole is what I tell my atheists. And when you follow the diet and supplement schedule of the hair tissue mineral analysis, we have that mineral balance in all our cells, and they're going to be stronger in their voltage output. We've proven that in the lab. If you believe in God, you study the Bible and everything, and you have a balanced minerals in all your cells, then you're more in harmony with God. So your prayers will be more directed and connected to the universal life stream, you know, or God will hear your prayers more directly. This is just a fact. Many of my patients that have been with me for years and years totally believe that. I know it's a fact. This valuable diagnostic, this HTMA, this hair tissue mineral analysis, shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase, get your minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. The HTMA shows the level of toxic heavy metals, the trace elements. That's how we arrive at your diet and supplement schedule. It's based on your chemistry. And by following this protocol that's based on your biochemistry, we have seen so many health problems disappear, like water retention, arthritis disappear, diabetes disappear, abnormal weight gain, and so many more. Our bodies will be our temples and will be purified because the mineral harmony is what facilitates health and well-being, and you'll have your immunity response really high, that natural immunity. So every Sunday I'm here on the show to tell you about what's going on. The world needs the Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor University, more than ever, whether it's your own health or that of a loved one or starting a lucrative new career of becoming a Master Survivor professional. Everyone, for the first time, now has a chance to live in the pinnacle of natural health and wellness, no matter if the Ebola is here or not. Your immunity response will be strong, and you won't get sick. You won't get sick. For over 40 years, Dr. Johnny's provided the truth on how to achieve natural health and wellness using ancient wisdom that is validated by modern laboratory science. By becoming a Master Survivor, your rate of recovery will always outpace the progression of your disease or discomfort. Survival, peace of mind, and well-being can be yours if you work hard to get it. It's time to take the road less traveled. Avoid the new pandemic. Get your mind and your body under your control. Avoid the trauma-based mind control. Don't let the mainstream media take you down. Stand up, join Dr. Johnny, and become a Master Survivor today. Go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers